It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I witness jaywalking on campus all the time and participate in the practice myself, but it had not occurred to me to ask where that word comes from.
Well, that's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
You are a jaywalker? I'm shocked.
I am. I am an impatient pedestrian. I have to say, when I lived in Seattle, it was very difficult for me because in Seattle, people really do obey the crosswalks, and I struggled. But I'm back in Ann Arbor.
Well, and you live to tell about it.
I live to tell about it, and here I do. I jaywalk all the time. But I'd never thought about the word until my friend's daughter, Zoe, asked. She said, "Where does that word come from?" And I thought, what a good question, and I wonder why I never thought to ask that.
That's a good question. What'd you find out?
I found out that it takes us back to another great word that I hope that you and I will be able to revive. The word jaywalk goes back to Jay Driver.
Hmm.
I know. And the Jay Driver seems to show up early 20th century. We've got a citation from 1905 in Kansas that Amon Shea found in a blog post for Merriam-Webster. And Jay Drivers were people who drove on the wrong side of the road.
Well, in 1905, there weren't a lot of drivers.
That's exactly right, that this is when we're starting to see more and more automobiles on the road. And we didn't even have stoplights yet.
Right.
And clearly a little bit of chaos, you start to see this word regulating these folks who are not on the right side in the U.S., which is where people want them to drive. So you get Jay Driver, and shortly thereafter, we get citations for Jay Walker. And a Jay Walker, when it first comes in, is a pedestrian who doesn't stay on the right side of the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
And I think we've all experienced those folks who are sort of weaving around or behaving unpredictably
right.
on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That was an early jaywalker.
Or in the supermarket aisle.
In the supermarket
yes.
aisle.
Yes.
And then, you know, within 10 years or so, it comes to refer to people who cross the street, particularly outside of a crosswalk.
Where does the jay come from? Are we blaming a bird for this?
In fact, we are, as far as we can tell. There is a folk etymology out there that it's for the letter J, that somehow if you're jaywalking, you're walking in the shape of the letter J. But that doesn't even make sense.
No.
From what we can tell, it goes back to the blue jay, the American jay. And that word came to refer to a stupid person, a gullible person, a rube. So a jay driver was an idiot driver.
I think we're being unfair to the blue jay.
I think that might be true. But I love knowing where this comes from. And I do think it would be great if we could bring back Jay Driver because, of course, even though most of us now are on the right side of the road, we still have people who behave quite unpredictably even on the right side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Also came across a bicycle blog where they talked about Jay biking.
Yes.
And we do see that where people are biking on the wrong side of the road. And now you have a term for that. When I did a search of Google Books to see when was jaywalker most popular or jaywalking, there is this incredible spike in the 1920s, which seems to be when everybody was talking about jaywalking. It may have to do with the fact that suddenly we had lots of cars and streets and people trying to cross in between. And then it dips again in the 1930s and has sort of steadied out since then.
Well, Anne, do us all a big favor and stop that.
I can make no promises.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.